Imagine you're in a grassy meadow on a warm spring day. The grass is lush, there's a light breeze, the birds are singing, and there's a lightness in your step. Then in the distance, in the middle of a nearby forest, something catches your eye. A glint of sunlight. It looks like it's from something artificial, not of the land. You've been this way before, but you've never seen anything like that. You walk towards the trees, and then find a path you've never noticed before. You take it, and after a fair while, walking up a gentle slope, you stop to catch your breath. You are sure you can hear voices filter through the trees. You walk on some more, and before too long, you come into a clearing you know you've definitely never seen before, and there it is, a huge square white gleaming building rising up above the tree line. Your gut tells you it's safe and you walk towards it. And then you notice there are two enormous doors, and there appears to be no direct way to get to them. You notice a ramp at the right hand side which stretches right to the left hand side of the building. You walk towards it and start walking up it. When you get to the left-hand edge, you peer around the corner and you see that it continues to the back of the building. You pause for breath before continuing. As you catch your breath, you don't know why, but you reflect back on your life and all the times you failed. You realise in an instant that through each of these failures, some big, some small, you've learnt something from each one of them. Without having made these mistakes, you wouldn't be the person you are now, with the opportunities you have in front of you, and with the experience now to tackle them head on. You decide to continue up the slope to the back of the building, and when you get to the end of this ramp, you peer around the corner, and as you'd hoped, it continues up into the right-hand rear of the building. You pause to catch your breath again before deciding what to do. You sense it must lead all the way to the doors at the front, but there are bound to be at least two more slopes to climb, or it might even go on and on and on. You could be halfway round, so you could easily go back now and retrace your steps, or you could continue. You sense that there's no way such a beautiful building would have been built if it wasn't for a good purpose. You listen to your gut and you decide to keep going. Sure enough, when you get to the back of the building on the right and peer around the corner, the slope continues to the front of the building. Surely you've only got to get there and the doors will be in reach. But what if the architects were having a laugh and hoping you would think that? It could be a dead end, or it could lead back down to the forest floor, or it could even go round and round ad infinitum. You listen to your heart this time, and you sense the builders were kind people. Out of the blue, an idea comes in from nowhere. Perhaps it's just to keep out the people who aren't ready. You decide to go on. Now you are sure the ramps are getting steeper, but when you return to the front of the building and peer around the next corner, you are flooded with relief. Not only can you see the doors, but they are open, and there are voices coming from inside. It even sounds like a party is going on. As you walk up to the doors, a friendly face greets you. Someone you've met before, but you're not sure where. She takes you by the hand, and she leads you into a vast atrium, so high you can hardly see the roof. In front of you, on a desk, is a huge pile of books and a single pen. Behind the desk is a long line of people who look like they've been waiting expectantly for you to show up. The woman leans towards you, hands you what looks like a microphone and whispers in your ear, They would love you to read a chapter from your book before you start signing them.